7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, that's not Paul's voice you're hearing. It's actually his youngest son, Patrick. I'll be filling in for him for the next couple hours. He'll be back next week. He is off right now in Ireland with a group of listeners looking at gardens. Hopefully it's beautiful over there because it's overcast and it's been pouring for here for a while here. So the forecast doesn't look good for the week. So if you have any gardening questions, give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. Let's go right into the phone lines, Don. Who's up first?
Up first, we have Connie from Dover, New Hampshire, who has a question about some treatments.
Connie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, thanks for taking my question. I have peonies that have been planted for years. Last summer, and I have three in a row, last summer one of those three plants, the leaves looked like they had some sort of powdery type thing on it, like you took talcum powder and dusted it all over the leaves. The leaves started to die off, so I would cut them off. I ended up cutting it to the ground. It's growing again this year, but I'm afraid it's going to come back with whatever that is. So what I'm wondering, is there a product, and I don't know what it is, what the problem is with that peony, but is there a product that I can use that will help that?
There is a couple products out there that you could use. One of the products, you can do organic or synthetic style, an organic version of this. It's like a white powdery mildew. You could use Serenade products, which are fungicides you can spray all over the peonies to help with them. You could also use a product from Bonide called Infuse that can be used on the entire plant. Sprayed down, etc. You definitely want to use that when you start to see those things because preventative measures and using it while it's happening can actually help prolong the life of the peonies. And definitely if there are some after effects of these, what you're going to want to do is you want to make sure you fertilize these after it's been affected to make sure you give back some of the nutrients that's been taken away. And we thank you for the phone call, Connie. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. If you want to keep your fruits, berries, and veggies free of insects and disease and stay organic, then think about Organicide from Organic Labs. Organicide was developed from the citrus industry and is now available for the home gardener. It's a blend of marine and plant oils that work by suffocating the insects and disease in your garden. Blossom end rot on tomatoes and squash is a soil-borne problem that makes a black rot on the bottom of your tomatoes. Stop it this year with Tomato Maker. Also from Organic Labs, MycoStim, a mycorrhizae fertilizer. Go to www.organiclabs.com. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Ward from Maine, who has a question about a forsythia.
Ward, thanks for the phone call. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I have...
Ward, we'll get back to you.
Yeah, Ward, if you want to give a call back, your phone line is a little scratchy there. We'll go to Eleanor from New Hampshire, who has a question about veggies.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have two questions for you. Number one is I have a fellow gardener that's coming in, wants to know if it's too early to put some young plants, probably bought at a nursery, you know, vegetable plants, and on the Exeter, New Hampshire area. Do you think it's okay now?
To start, to plant outside, we're real close to the frost threshold, but I think you'd be all right to put them out. It seems like there's rain in the forecast, so it's not going to get too cold. It might not be a bad idea to put them out. But here's the thing. If you do see the temperature is going to get into the mid-30s, you can take a blanket and put it over the area. Or they even at garden centers, they'll sell like a frost blanket to cover them. To give you like 3 or 4 degrees at night, it allows you to give you a little more warmth to the plants. And we thank you for the phone call, Eleanor. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Margaret from Connecticut, who has a question about Swiss chard.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Well, I'm calling because last year I grew kale, and it got totally infested with little worms, and I wondered how I can prevent that from happening this year. And also, I am wondering about little violets that are coming up everywhere. Is there any way to eliminate those little violets that grow everywhere?
There are. The first question you have with the little worms, we actually talked to Ken Kukurowski from Bayer Advanced last hour. And they have a product, it's called Bayer Advanced Vegetable and Garden Insect Spray. It does take you can use it on a lot of different vegetables. So that product should work to take care of those worms. It takes care of a laundry list of different insects. So you can do that. And, Margaret, are you still there for the second question?
I am.
Could you repeat your second question again?
It is about little violets that come up everywhere in the lawn.
And they're
and
all
in
over
the
your
gardens.
Lawn?
Yeah, well, they're in the lawn, but they're in my gardens, and, you know, it doesn't seem to way to get rid of them.
It is hard to eradicate the violets. One of the things you need to do is it takes persistence to do that. What you're going to need to do, there's a product out there from Bonide. There's Bonide, then there's an ortho product, chickweed, clover, and oxalis killer. Violet is almost like the same style the way it grows in the lawn. So you can use that product to go over the lawn and use that. The thing about it is you're going to have to do it multiple times. You can't just do it one time. Where in the garden around your plants, there's really no way to kill it unless you're actually pulling it out. That's the way you're going to have to do it. But in the lawn, again, there's chickweed, clover, and oxalis killer. That's what you're going to want to use to get rid of it. And we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. I want to tell you about a new product of the garden industry that has been around since 1987, Sweet Pete. Sweet Pete is four products in one, a beautiful-looking mulch that protects plants by increasing soil microbes that fight off soil diseases. It's a composted agriculture manure and bedding that will beautify your gardens and feed your plants at the same time. It's a soil conditioner that nourishes the soil and helps to balance the pH of your garden to help plants grow better. It will also transform itself into rich humus, Mother Nature's natural plant food, and retain moisture longer in the soil during dry weather. Go to www.sweetpeat.com for more information or ask for it at your favorite garden center. That website again is www.sweetpeat.com. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. A couple minutes here, we're going to be talking to Greg from Bobex. He's going to give us a little bit more information about their products and what it'll do to help protect flowering bulbs, perennials, and trees and shrubs. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Judy from Trenton, Maine, who has a question about rhubarb.
All right, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I have rhubarb in my garden. Every year it comes up, and then it puts out a few stalks, and it goes by really quick. I wondered why it did that.
Now, are you doing anything to fertilize this at any time, or is it just it's just like a too quick of a time?
Oh, I just use compost a couple of times a year.
Okay. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to try and feed it a little bit more to give it a little more oomph. One thing you can do is you can use like a you want to develop the root system a little bit more on that to allow it to pull in more nutrients. So you could almost use a strictly phosphate fertilizer. Espolma has a few products that you could use in that area to allow the roots to develop, to allow more shoots. Because the biggest thing is you need to develop the roots before you get a lot of the shoots. The roots are the most important part of the entire plant. Everybody wants to see the shoots and take a look at those, but the roots are the part that you want to pay attention to the most. So I would use something with high in phosphorus. We thank you for the phone call, Margaret. The phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Paul from Massachusetts, who has a question about morning nylon.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Doug. Hi, Patrick. It's nice speaking with you. Heard a lot about you through your father for a lot of years.
Excellent.
Just wanted to know about, actually, my question was about mowing my lawn, not about the other topic, whether it's better to mulch or to pick up the grass clipping.
All right, Paul, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to a break real quick, and when we get back, I want you to hang on the line. We're going to get to that and give you a little bit more information about what you need to do.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees, we don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son, broadcasting live from Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts. Be here for the next couple hours and then here for the day after that. If you want to give us a call, 800-259-9231. Before the break, we were talking with Paul about his lawn. Paul, are you still there?
I am still here.
All right, and your question, I just want to make sure I got this, is you want to know if you should be taking the...
The clippings?
Taking the clippings up or leaving them?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Normally at this time of year, when you're cutting it, you would want to bag that up. It's usually when it's a little bit hotter and whatnot, that at the same time you'd want to pick it up. I normally tend to not leave the mulch out there, the clippings out there. I personally don't like the look of it. I'd rather just clean it up and make it look good. The thing that could happen now with all this rain, if you leave the clippings, it could turn into mold and then start affecting the rest of your lawn. When it is hot and it burns and it keeps it hot, it could affect it then. So I personally like to take it up at all times.
30 years I've been doing it your way, and yeah, I've heard so much controversy either way. They say, you know, you can feed the lawn by mulching or, you know, and it keeps it from burning. And then others say that it's better to pick them up, and that's what I've been doing. But thank you very much. I appreciate, you know, your answer. It sounds like I've been doing the right thing all along.
Yeah, you definitely have. I mean, after 30 years, if it's not broke, don't fix it, right? But one of the things is I feel that we could give the soil the better nutrients through the products that they have created now, the natural products, organic or synthetic, over just putting the mulching back down there. I see too many things that could happen with the mulching. That's why I like to pick it up. We thank you for the phone call, Paul. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. In a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking to Greg from Bobex. He's going to give us a little bit more information about their products and what they repel. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Carrie from Maine, who's a question about geraniums.
Carrie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you? Hi, Carrie, you there?
All right, Carrie, feel free to call back at a later time here. We have Jeff from Cape Cod, who has a question about woolly adelgia.
Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
How you doing, Patrick? Good morning. I've been listening to your dad for years, and I just have to, this is not a question. It's a to reaffirm one of the products he's been talking about for years, and that is the tree and shrub, the systemic one.
Yep.
I still have them, thank goodness. I have four beautiful hemlocks, and they're Christmas tree shaped. I keep them pruned. And about 4 years ago, I noticed, and this took years to develop, a very heavy white dusty thing on all four of them. And my neighbor told me that was woolly adelgia, and he said that at this point it was so heavily infested that if I didn't take care of it now, they'd be dead. And I went out and bought the systemic, the bare tree and shrub there, which is not cheap, but I'm telling you, it worked just like that. It was amazing. And they're healthier now than they've ever been. So I'm just calling. You know, you hear people spout the virtues of things all the time, and you don't know whether to believe them. But this stuff, it really does work. That's all I want to say.
We appreciate it. That's
yep. All right,
it is a great product to be putting on the woolly adelgid. It's really one of the only ones that does work for that. Once you see the white spots, you can spray it with an all seasons oil to try and get rid of those white spots. But that really isn't doing the justice that the Bayer tree and shrub would use. We thank you for the phone call. Don't let ticks and the possibility of Lyme disease keep you out of the yard this summer. Use Daminex tick tubes and take back your yard and keep your family and pets safe. Lyme disease is spread by deer ticks that get Lyme disease from mice, not deer. That's right, mice. So if you enjoy being outside and have wooded or tall grass areas near your yard, you most likely have mice. Daminex tick tubes are filled with cotton that contains a mild insecticide called permethrin. Mice will use the cotton in the tubes as bedding, and the ticks living on the mice will die. The mouse and other animals are not harmed, and your property is not covered with pesticides, keeping it unharmed and undisturbed. Go to www.ticktubes.com for more information or at your favorite garden center. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. On the other half of the break, we got Greg from Bobex. He's going to be joining us live. He's going to give us a few words about their products and what they repel.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bobex R. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bobex R will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bobex R by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bobex at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust wild food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, it's not Paul's voice you're hearing. It's his youngest son, Patrick. He'll be broadcasting live for the rest of the time here until about 10 o'clock at Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts. That's where I work. I'll be here for all day after that. But first, I have Greg from Bob-X on the line. He's going to tell us a little bit about his products. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
Now, tell me a little bit about Bob-X.
Well, Bob-X is a family-run business. We've been around for about 20 years or so, and we focus on helping people stop their herbivore problems. With the advent of suburban sprawl, people have moved into the suburbs and into the wooded areas and invaded their turf, and now they're coming back and they're returning the favor by invading our turf. So you put out a nice home, you put some money into landscaping, and you put up some hostas, some lilies, and things like that. You're basically putting on a buffet for the animals now, and they're coming in and having a nice lunch on our dime. And what we try to do is make things compatible between the environment and homeowners. That's pretty much the premise.
Yeah, you put it nicely there. We put up a buffet for all these animals, just inviting them over. And then when they come, we're just, you know, we're upset that they're here.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's like we invited them. So now tell me a little bit about the different products we can use for, you know, for bulbs in general. People are planting a few bulbs right now, and they're wondering how we can use the repellents for that.
When the bulbs, when you have some different animals out there, the voles, not so much in the New England area, but you have squirrels. They go around, they're digging things up all the time. They're constantly hiding and securing and finding their nuts, and then they go back and find them. They're sniffing around for them. But when you plant your bulbs, they may go attack your bulbs and eat them, and then all your planting, all your money and effort and time is wasted. What we suggest doing is taking your bulbs and dipping it into our concentrates. And because of what's in the product, we have a fish oil, and the fish oil allows the product to set up and become water insoluble, and it also creates a vapor barrier and an odor barrier around the bulbs so that the animals have trouble smelling the bulbs. And that's how they detect them. They have a very keen smell, sense of smell, better than ours. And that protects them through that first season of that critical time between planting and sprouting up out of the ground. And then once everything starts coming out of the ground, you protect the product, you protect the plants with our product as a topical spray.
All right, and that's just for bulbs. What about new plantings of everything? You should just be spraying the plants, right?
Well, with any type of spray, and this is regardless of whether your customer, your listeners buy Bob-X or another product, you need to keep up with this new growth that we're having. We're finally having a spring. And the last two or three weekends have been somewhat warmer. Today is not that warm here in Connecticut. I'm sure you're seeing it where you are. It's kind of rainy and cool.
Yes.
But now everything's kind of pushing through very rapidly. The hostas are at full size. So you want to keep up, and regardless of the spray, whether the spray says they last 100 days or 90 days or 60 days, you want to keep up with that new growth, because new growth is unprotected growth. And that means they'll just come in and eat that right down to nothing, or right down to where you sprayed last time. And they don't really make very good landscapers. They don't do a good job trimming things, so.
Yeah, they don't, have some nice right edges, et cetera.
Exactly.
Now, how often should your product be sprayed as a general use?
The general use changes with season. Because what I tell people, your plants and the timing of the year will dictate what they need. For example, this time of year, things are growing so fast, you got to spray it every 10 to 14 days or every 2 inches of growth. When the summertime comes around, things start to slow down, you could spread that spray cycle out to about a month, and that's into June and July and August. And then during periods of dormancy in the wintertime for the yews and the arborvitaes and the rhododendrons, if they're attacking them, you can spray every 2 months. So really the plants dictate, and the environment dictates the spray cycles. It's kind of common sense, and you kind of have to have a good feel of your own property and your own situation. Every situation is different.
Definitely. Now, with this product, should you start by spraying the plants and then create a perimeter, or is it just for plants?
We have seen some testing done where if you did perimeter spraying, it might work. There again, it might not work, because the deer and animals and rabbits and stuff, they have nothing to do all day but to go and forage. That's their main priority, so they're always going to test things. And if they find that soft center where you didn't spray, you figured you'd do a perimeter spraying.
Yep.
If they find that inside of that, they're going to eat that out. So our philosophy, when we talk to our customers, we tell our people to spray everything from the twigs, the stems, the leaves, and the flowers, anything they think they're going to eat. Because if the product, and regardless of, again, if it's not, even if it's some other competitor of mine, please spray everything, because they're really going to kind of find the good portion you missed.
Definitely, it almost seems too good to be true. You might want to be one of those animals who all they have to do all day is look for food.
Well, it doesn't
sound like a bad idea.
It's not a bad job if you can get it, but come February and March when natural resources are a little lean, They just came off a very stressful time frame a couple of months ago. So, especially with the winter that you and I both experienced this year with 3 feet of snow constantly and very cold temperatures, they had a little stress this winter. So they were very hungry, as people saw.
Yeah, so you're seeing a lot more out there than normal. It seems like it seems like a higher level this year of everything. I'm seeing everything get eaten.
Yeah, a little more pressure this year, and it makes sense because, again, all their natural resources was either covered up or eaten, And the temperatures we had this winter, you know, really put a lot of stress on everybody, including the animals. And we had a lot of snow and ice covering everything. So there's no way they could get to any leftover acorns or anything left on the ground.
Definitely. I see you have your deer repellent and then your animal repellent.
Mm-hmm.
So you should really take a look and see what you're getting, what's eating your product before selecting your product.
Take a look. Yeah, I would take a look around, see if there's any scat in your yard, and you can probably tell from that. You can tell from how high you're being eaten. If you're being eaten at 3 feet, you know that's not rabbits. So you need to focus on deterring the deer. If it's a low lying, everything's always low lying, that's pretty much going to be rabbits. You have a rabbit problem eating your foliage.
Definitely, because there are two ways on there to be using. You should stick with, if it's small animals,
mm-hmm.
There are different repellents in each one a little bit, so it's going to
hit on
the different ones.
We formulated the Bob-X R to be more effective against the smaller herbivores. These smaller herbivores have smaller olfactory systems, which means they have a coarser sense of taste and smell, and they'll eat something that a deer with that big, long snout will pass up. So they are a little tougher to deter. So if you've got a rabbit or groundhog problem, we recommend our Bob-X R to our customers.
Definitely. I've noticed a lot of chipmunks and squirrels around my house, so they were burrowing underneath a patio of mine. So I gotta get on these guys with some of this Bob-X R. Get them out of my house.
Well, give me a call. I know we can get some.
Excellent. We thank you for joining us, Greg, from Bob-X.
Thank
I appreciate
Patrick.
All the information you gave us. And,
thank you very much.
You guys have a website. What's the website we can send some people to get some info?
For more information, you can look us up online at www.bobbex.com. That's bobbex.com.
Excellent, Greg. Thank you very much for joining us, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Patrick. Hey, to have your dad for me.
I will.
All right.
And the phone number here is 1-800-259-9231. I'll be joining you for the next couple hours here to help you with all your gardening questions. Again, that was Greg from Bob-X giving us a little bit of information about their products. EcoLawn is a blend of carefully selected fine fescue grasses developed by a wildflower farm in Canada that will thrive where you live. EcoLawn will grow in full sun, part shade, or full shade. EcoLawn is highly drought tolerant once established and has a beautiful dark green color. EcoLawn requires less fertilizer than all other grass seed now available. Mow it like a regular lawn, but only once a month. Or let it grow and it will look like a free-moving carpet of grass growing only 6 inches high. EcoLawn grass seed will do very well along the side of the road and it will tolerate road salt. Ask for it at your local garden center. EcoLawn grass seed, or go to the website for a dealer near you at www.wildflowerfarm.com. Don, let's get right back into the phone lines. Who's up next?
Up next, we have Catherine from Vermont, who has a question about her garden.
Catherine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I have a small plot for a garden, and I noticed last winter that when they plowed the parking lot, all the oil and stuff from the plowing winds up in my garden plot. Is there anything I can do to plant the things so that they'll be good for me?
Well, one thing I would suggest doing is in that area, you want to use a product called liquid gypsum.
Mm-hmm.
It's a product that will allow everything that, such as those oils and whatnot that are coming down from it, to go through the soil instead of just sitting in there. It breaks down the soil and allows everything to go through, allowing your plants that are there to get the nutrients that they want instead of the nutrients that are unwanted in that area. It comes in a pelletized form and a liquid form. Liquid form is the faster acting, so you can put that down there and it'll help break down the soil. Usually you can start planting right away or within a week or two, but I would definitely look into that. Even if you're not going to plant anything there, it's just going to allow everything in that area to thrive. a lot better. And we thank you for the phone call, Catherine. The phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next we have Tim from Martha's Vineyard, who has a question about asparagus.
Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. How can we help you?
No, thank you. I have a friend who has asparagus, and they're coming up every spring. She cuts them down every spring. I'm wondering how much of the shoots of the asparagus can one cut away before it dies? I know that it needs to feed the roots.
Yeah, well, I mean, you'll notice that, say you were to buy the asparagus at the market, you're going to notice that the bottom of the asparagus is starting, it's almost like a very light green and then going to a white. So you want to try and stick above that on the plant. You'll be able to tell when you get down in there, and some of it might be covered by soil depending upon how deep they were planted. So you really want to get down there, and you want to kind of keep as much of the green there and just a little bit of that white color from the bottom to cut it. I wouldn't go any further down, you know, really deep into the soil, because that could end up hurting it. But asparagus is a pretty hardy plant. So definitely take a look at that. Get a little bit closer to the soil if you have to. We thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 800-259-9231.
Is your lawn temperamental? You know, bare spots and weeds that keep reappearing? Or damage due to insects, disease, and drought, no matter what you do? If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, look no further than Jonathan Green, a brand that rises above the rest. Black Beauty Grass Seed by Jonathan Green grows turf grasses that root deeply and have an invisible waxy coating, similar to what you might find on an apple, to preserve moisture and ward off stress. Jonathan Green organic lawn fertilizers contain humates to improve the soil, so your grass has a solid foundation upon which to feed. Plus, they cost less than half the price of a lawn service. And don't forget MagiCal, organic soluble calcium. MagiCal rapidly raises soil pH faster than lime, bringing your soil back into balance and releases untapped nutrients. Time-honored tradition, scientific innovation, superior products. Jonathan Green, 5 generations of naturally beautiful lawns and gardens. Available at True Value Hardware and your local garden center.
Soils, keep them simple, keep them natural. That's what Whitney Farms organic potting soils do, because that's what plants like. Plants may not have brains, but they know exactly what to do with a rich, premium blend of peat moss, compost, and natural fertilizer. Grow to become beautiful flowers, herbs, and vegetables. They're happy, you're happy. Simple as that. Buy Whitney Farms organic potting soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store. It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hardworking soils. Start with Osmocote potting and planting soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is Patrick Parent, Paul's son. I'll be filling in for him until about 10 o'clock today. After that, you can come visit me at Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts. We're located right on Route 1. Come on by, ask any questions you want. We got a few sales going on. And stop by, see what's going on. And, Don, let's get right back into the phone lines. Who's up first?
Up first, we have Teresa from Cape Cod, who has a question about grass.
Teresa, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. First, I have a comment about bare tree and shrub and then a question. I actually have used bare tree and shrub now for 3 years. I had a problem with my hemlock, and it brought it right back, and I love that stuff. I use it on my trees, and I also use it on my lilies, and it just does a wonderful job, so I wanted to let you know that. My question is, I raise dogs, and I have some grass that is got black fungus on it. We have tried the Serenade now for 2 years, and it doesn't seem to kill it all. Is there anything else out there, or what do you suggest that I do? Do I just round it all up and start over, or what?
Now, you said you had the black little spots on the blades?
No, on the ground. I have just spots of grass now. It's gotten really bad with all this water.
Okay, and so it's almost like a mold type?
Yeah, I did use gypsum, and I used the Serenade, and it still has not cut.
One product I like to use is Boneide carries it. It's called Infuse. I like to use the granular form of it. And put that out there. It does take care of a lot of different funguses that attack the lawn or diseases. It works really well. They have a hose end sprayer of it. The Serenade product, you have to use a couple times to try and eradicate it, but it seems like you're doing, you know, a pretty good job. I wouldn't completely get rid of the area unless it gets really big. If the area, you know, it was 4 feet by 4 feet or something along those lines, I would definitely try to eradicate the area, get rid of that, and still try and use this product, infused granular. It does work well. I've had a lot of customers here use it and had great success with it. But that definitely does help. If you're going to eradicate the area, you definitely want to try and get your soil tested and see if there's anything living in the soil, if it's something there. Another thing you could do is take a picture of those areas, bring them into a local garden center just to get a little bit more information. I'm telling you, I think this infuse is what's going to work for you. And we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Clay soils are heavy and retain too much water. This causes disease problems in your garden, fungus problems in the lawn, and holds the salt from the winter snow on the grass near the road, slowly killing the grass. If your carrots, beets, and turnips stay small in the soil and the garden is difficult to till in the spring, it's the clay in the soil causing the problems. Break up the clay in your soils with liquid gypsum soil conditioner this year. Go to your local garden center and ask for it. Soilogic Liquid Gypsum. A 32-ounce bottle will treat 4,000 square feet compared to 200 pounds of dry product. Go to www.paulparent.com for a dealer near you or to order on the net. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Right on the other side of the hour, we're going to be talking with Angelique from BioSafe Systems. She's going to talk a little bit about your ponds and how we can protect it, get rid of some of that algae, etc. It's a great product. We actually sell it here at Northeast Nursery in PUD, Mass. So if you have some questions, you can come in here. We have a great water gardening team that can do a lot of things for you. Again, the phone number here is 800-259-9231. If you need a fix for my father, because he's not here this week since he's off in Ireland, you can visit his website at paulparent.com. You can sign up for the newsletter. It comes out every Thursday. It's great information. Take it from me. My natural instinct is not to listen to my father. A lot of people think I'm crazy, but, you know, you're a kid. That's what you do. I have to read this because it's something that just gives me a lot of information, and I can use it in every day here at the nursery and just get a little bit more information out there. It's a great newsletter, really informative. And at the bottom, there's a trivia question. If you answer the question right, they give you something out. They pick a winner. Unfortunately, I've tried many times. I haven't won. I think it might be I know the writer. But again, the phone number here, 800-259-9231.